Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 16th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred.
Please bow your heads. I'd like to take a moment of silence to pray to the overseas in France, Beirut, and Kenya. I've always said when I was growing up, I never want to be a man or a person with nothing to lose. They have nothing. Heavenly Father, I thank you all around us. All in the thank you for those that put their lives on the line for our democracy. I have yes, my thank you.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. We'll take item A under County Commissioners. Item A is consider and possibly approve a proclamation for National Adoption Day. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alfred, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I understand Ms. Jennifer Vinson is here today, and well as Ms. Pash and others, Judge Thorne. And if you'll come to the podium, I'll read this proclamation. It says National Adoption Day Proclamation. Whereas Jefferson County recognizes the importance of giving children permanent, safe, and loving families through adoption. Whereas more than 6,000 children in Texas are waiting for permanent families. Whereas more than 77 children in Jefferson County are waiting for permanent families. And whereas to help these children find permanent, nurturing families, local courts of Jefferson County will open their doors on National Adoption Day, November 20th, 2015, to finalize the adoptions of local children and join other organizations to celebrate all adoptions. And whereas this effort, along with similar celebrations in all 50 states around the country, will offer children the chance to live with stable and loving families and encourage other dedicated individuals to make a powerful difference in the lives of a child through adoption. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim November 20th, 2015 as National Adoption Day in Jefferson County, and so doing urge all citizens to join in a national effort to raise awareness about the importance of adoption.
Please. Thank you. Thousands of children in Texas foster care ask themselves, why not me? Why can't I have a family? Last year, more than 5,468 children got the answer they were looking for when they were adopted into their very own forever family. But the quest continues for more homes and more children who are still waiting for a home of their own. More than 6,800 children in the care of the state of Texas are waiting to be adopted. Older children tend to linger even longer in foster care. This November, which is National Adoption Awareness Month, the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services is asking caring adults, why not you? Why not adopt an older child? There are many events this month all across the state that will put the spotlight on the many children who are waiting for a permanent family. Jefferson County will hold its National Adoption Day on Friday, November 20th, beginning at 10 a.m. in the 317th courtroom in the Jefferson County Courthouse. 17 children will be adopted into their very own foster home, a forever home, I'm sorry. CPS would like to thank the Jefferson County Bar Association, all the attorneys involved with the families, the family court judges, the drug court, CASA, Buckner's, and everyone else who's played a part in these children's lives. These 17 children have found their forever homes, and for that we are truly grateful, and we would love for y'all to join us on November 20th.
Thank you so much. Judge?
get CPS to stand up and all the hard work they've done. I just want to say, I do hope that you come. Those of you that have been there know how much fun it is. It's the best time a family court judge can ever have. I get the pleasure of doing it this year. And if you'll remember last year, it was Judge Shelton, and he was Wizard of Oz, I believe. Well, we've got something bigger and better this year. But I'm sworn to secrecy. So you're going to have to come and see. Please don't bring your cameras. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
I hope you're not going to be one of those monkeys in the Wizard of Oz. Those monkeys have caused more nightmares for children than anything else. Thank y'all very much for all the hard work you do. We do deeply appreciate it. And since I have two adopted children, one of whom was a foster child, I'm very touched by all the work you do and know what a life-changing event it is for them. All right. Moving on to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for inmate shoes for Jefferson County with Bob Barker Company for a first additional one-year renewal from December 14, 2015 to December 13, 2016. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for snack and drink vending machines for Jefferson County for a fourth additional one-year renewal from December 1st, 2015 to November 30th, 2016. Item C is to receive and file an agreement with Rico USA, Inc. for the purchase of 15 Rico SP5200DN and one Rico SPC831DN printers with maintenance in the amount of $20,328.50 for the county clerk's office, which was approved by Commissioner's Court on October 12th of 2015. Item D is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.15281. to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, December 5th, 2015 at 9 o'clock a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider and approve the fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the District Clerk for additional costs for travel in the amount of $250, and item B is regular county bills, check numbers 414280 through 414475. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So
moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, we have one item. A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order canvassing the results of the November 3rd, 2015 constitutional amendment election. Do I have a motion on that item?
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to engineering. Item A is to execute, receive, and file utility permit to AT&T for placing a fiber optic cable in front of 2003 Industrial Park Road. They'll bore under the Industrial Park Road between address 2003 and 1910, and that's located in Precinct 2. Do we have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Judge, Commissioner, just a question for Mr. Rayo. We've had the appropriate correspondence for the pipelines, anything that goes in those easements, and coordinating that, and do you anticipate any issues with that road as it pertains to this crossing? As you know, we've had some issues with the concrete itself.
I don't anticipate any. The bore will be very small and shouldn't give the road any trouble.
Very good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under human resources, item A is considering possibly approving, receiving, file revisions to the personnel policies, practices, and procedures manual for the following policies, section 2, EEOC policy, section 3, Americans with Disabilities Act policy, section 3.1, procedures for the request and provision of reasonable accommodation, section 3.2, ADA grievance procedures, section 4.1, definitions of employment status, section 4.2, employment process, section 5.2, new employee orientation period, section 5.6, grounds for immediate suspension or dismissal, section 6, health and safety, section 6.1, smoking, scent in the workplace, section 6.6, work breaks and breaks for nursing mothers, section 7.1, harassment and sexual harassment policy, section 7.2, non-retaliation policy, section 10.1, wages, section 10.3, overtime compensatory time, section 11.3, funeral leave is going to be accepted from today's action by Commissioners Court and will be brought back by Human Resources following our workshop this morning. Section 11.4, Family Medical Leave Act, section 11.5, unpaid leave of absence, section 11.6, military leave, with the notation that after this morning's workshop, the first sentence of section 11.6, parentheses 1, will be calendar year as opposed to fiscal year. Section 13, retirement, section 13.1, retiree health insurance policy, section 14, employee benefits and services, section 17, travel policies and procedures, and section 18, Jefferson County cash advance policies and procedures. Do I have a motion on that item under Human Resources with the exceptions noted? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Judge, I did want to give you a little bit of feedback on that military leave. We went back and researched it as quickly as possible. I will tell you that all of the federal entities use a fiscal year. Many of the state entities, when I say state, not just Texas, but all over the place, and several counties use a fiscal year. There's nothing that says that we have to use it as a fiscal year. I'm just giving you some feedback on that. I've talked to the auditor, and it really doesn't matter that much to them. We can go back to the as the court suggested, to the calendar year, and if we find anything else, we'll bring it back to you.
Commissioner Arnold?
Probably I was just questioning why it was disparity between the two, tracking little absences and everything else on the calendar year. I just thought to have it all.
And it probably would. We discussed it after the court session earlier, and the only thing that happens is it gives a little bit of flexibility if there's a need for a summer encampment and then also an additional military obligation maybe later in the year. I think that's what happened a time or two. That was possibly it. But either way, they're only going to be, as far as the military leave entitlement under the law, it's only going to be a certain number of days, whether it's a calendar year or fiscal year. But I just want to give you all some feedback on that.
Okay. All righty. Calendar year as noted. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and approve applying for the Body Worn Camera Program grant with the state of Texas. A preliminary application will be submitted directly to the State Criminal Justice Division. If selected, a final grant application will be submitted through the e-grant system, and the grant request is for $43,724 with a 25% match of $10,931. And they are asking that the cash match be funded with county funds. Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Who all will have the cameras, Judge? Sheriff, I mean. Who all, will all deputies have these cameras? Who all?
This grant is specifically directed at municipal police agencies and sheriff's offices. And it's through the governor's office. I think there's $10 million funding being made available. I'm sure it's going to be very competitive across the state. So we'll, we're hoping we'll get some of it. So, and the legislature has given some, in the last session, some guidelines on on the use of the body cameras, on when to use them, when not to use them, what to store, how long to store it, and those are things that we've actually been waiting on at the outset of this to give us some guidance and direction, so we're ready to pursue this and go forward.
How many deputies will this equip, Mitch? Approximately how many deputies will this grant equip?
We're applying for 70.
70.
And so that initially that's going to be for all our patrol deputies and supervisors and our warrant deputies that are out serving warrants and stuff.
With a few spares, I hope.
All over the county, yeah.
With a few spares, I hope.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been figured in, extras, but that's initial to outfit all patrol and our patrol supervisors and our warrant division people.
And the server capacity to be able to store the data?
Yes.
Is that also was figured into our budget for MIS?
I don't know that that's all included in the grant, is it? Okay.
He said yes? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, I believe that the plan is for Commissioner's Court to not have a meeting next Monday of Thanksgiving week, but to meet the following Monday, which will be November 29th. Is that correct? 30th, November 30th. Yeah, we don't want to meet on Sunday. November 30th. Okay, is there anything else that anyone wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Well, in that case, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much.
Thank you very much. We are adjourned. Eddie, the security committee is going to meet right now.